the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast, and championship weekend is right upon us here, Lundy, or at least nearly upon us. On Sunday, we got the Bengals, we got the Chiefs, Casey laying 7 with a total now up to 54.5 after it opened at 50.5 at some of the sports books out there. Meanwhile, in the nightcap, we got the LA Rams laying 3.5. Yar, Captain Hook in the mix there with a total of 45.5. Whether it's on the money line, whether it's on the game totals or the spreads or any specific game props, not player props. What's your top wager of the weekend, my man?
I like the Niners and Rams, Brad, to remain a bit low scoring. Let's take
really?
The under
right.
on the. I'll take the under on the 46.5. I mean, look, in the two times that they played each other, is it the Niners ran it like what 70 something times? I think total between those two games. That's gonna if they do anything along those lines with that kind of a game script, and I know that plays into our props coming up here in the Fade Five. But if they continue to roll the ball on the ground like that, that clock's gonna move. And 46.5/47.5 always scares the living daylights out of me because we know that's such a popular total in the NFL. But this is one that I think stays underneath. I think we wind up with a total that is sitting right around 43.
You know, my favorite bet on the board, quite honestly, and I'm still shocked that it hasn't gotten juiced up to high heaven. So, you know, a lot of people, and I think you and I are both expecting this, there's going to be a pew, pew, pew shootout. It's going to break out inside Arrowhead Stadium against the Chiefs and the Bengals. Remember, it was 34-31 in the prior matchup in Week 17 in which the Bengals emerged victorious at home. But Cincinnati's team total touchdowns is still sitting at 2.5 universally right now. And it's not juiced up. It's -120 at DraftKings. I think a couple of books can get it even lower than that, like standard -115. And I can't put my finger on it as to why. Like, I think the Bengals have scored at least 3 TDs in this game. Burrow's going to throw 2 alone. Maybe get 1 from Mixon. Maybe get a fluke return or a pick 6 or a fat man fumble recovery. And he rambles and rumbles in for a touchdown. Like, this one to me, it's probably one of my favorite bets of the board if you're looking at the game props that are out there, more so than the spreads or the totals. So give me Cincinnati all day long and the over 2.5 touchdowns there in the rematch against KC for a ticket that will be punched to the Super Bowl inside SoFi Stadium. With that, let's get to it on this Friday edition. And if you're in the Northeast, you're snowed in anyway. You can't really go anywhere. So start drinking right now. I know it's still AM when we're taping this, but just start pounding it with another Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Lundy, let's get to some of our favorite player props here of championship weekend. I'm going to kick it off with CJ Uzomah. And I'm going to take the over on 35.5 receiving yards, -115 at DraftKings. I interviewed Ben Baby, who does a tremendous job, cover the beat for the Cincinnati Bengals for ESPN.com on the SiriusXM Fade the Noise radio show. Check it out on the Fantasy Channel every Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern. And I asked Ben, I said, who is the biggest X factor in this matchup? And he goes, oh, it's CJ Uzomah, without question. And you look at what Uzomah has done this season, and a guy that's just tearing up man coverage. When targeted in man coverage, he has a 156.3 quarterback rating. At least that's what Burrow does in those situations with Uzomah. Third most yards after the catch in man coverage as well. And he looked down the stretch. He's been over this numbers 3 his last 4. And over that 4-game span, 27 total targets as well, including getting over in the prior matchup against Kansas City. Now, the Chiefs only get about 6 touchdowns at tight end position. But bonus time, Lundy! Bonus time! I think Uzomah splashes 6. And he can get it right now, +240 at FanDuel. So I'm all over that. I even put together a same game parlay at DraftKings to triple down on CJ. 4 plus receptions, 30 plus receiving yards. It's just -105. And that to me is worth a double unit sledgehammer. So give me your thoughts across the spread of bets I just threw out at you on CJ Uzomah, fade or follow.
Well, first of all, you're a jerk because you took my anytime touchdown.
Oh, I did. You were in on that.
You're a jerk. You're such an a-hole.
Yeah, that's on me.
But no, I like CJ Uzomah as an anytime touchdown because I looked earlier this week and I thought, okay, let me find somebody that is slightly off the beaten path, but that I can easily see splashing six. Let me find somebody, and I basically said I want to find somebody at +150 or higher. And he was the one that jumped out at me for a good payday. So I like it on the anytime touchdown. I like it on the yardage props. He's obviously taken care of this number and then some in the first two playoff games so far for Cincinnati. And Burrow likes looking his way. I mean, you already talked about the passer rating he's got when he's targeting Uzomah. And if you haven't ever noticed, if you go wherever you go, you find your different stats and stuff. Have you ever seen CJ Uzomah's mugshot, Brad? Have you ever, the one that he does, he looks like he wants to sell you like the greatest house you've ever walked
through. He works a Remax on the side. Is that what you're telling me?
Like, he's just got this like, hey man, how you doing? He's just his smile looks like I just want to buy him a drink. I'm
pulling it up right now. Oh, he has got a beautiful smile, straight, beautiful white teeth. I mean, he looks great.
I'm telling you, for whatever reason, I've just always been like, yeah, kind of like this guy. You know, I mean, hopefully he's not, a jerk in real life, but I'm like, yeah, he just looks like a fun guy. Like if he were just hanging out at the bar at the airport, he's getting ready to fly to, Houston, and you'd just strike up a conversation with him because he just looks like a great guy. So yes, anytime touchdown, yes, over on the yardage prop as well. And I think your same gamer is a really nice plus odds.
And he could sell you a pretty mean reverse mortgage. CJ Uzomah all day across the board. We love him this weekend.
Number four.
All right, let's move on here, Lundy. And the next player prop on the board, Elijah Mitchell. And we've seen all kinds of movement on his rush yards prop throughout the entire week. I saw that it opened at 71.5. I saw it as high as 76.5. And it has now tumbled and cascaded below 70 yards. It is sitting at a very nice 69.5 at tape time, -115 at DraftKings. And I'm hammering the over on this one as well. I don't get it. The prior two matchups, as you mentioned, it was run early, run often for the San Francisco 49ers, and a lot of that was on the legs of the rookie sensation. In those prior games, 27 for 91, 21 carries for 85 in the rematch. I know it's the third tango here with the LA Rams. There's going to be some adjustments made, but it's not an invincible front by any stretch of the imagination. Sure, the Rams will give him a 3.2 yards per carry in the postseason. In the regular season, gave up just over 3.7 yards per carry to the running back position. But Mitchell is a yak machine. RB6, including postseason games, over the totality of the year in yards after contact per attempt. So it's going to be a heavy dose of him and Deebo Samuel grounding and pounding their way to potentially some critical first down. So in the end, and I know game flow and script is going to be everything, but this game minimum is going to be nip and tuck, and I still believe the Niners are going to win it straight up. Give me Elijah Mitchell over, and it may be over by like 10 to 15 yards, 69.5 rush yards, -115 at DraftKings.
This thing just keeps bouncing around and bouncing around. But yes, I will comfortably take the over in this one as well. I already mentioned what I thought we would wind up seeing from a game script standpoint, the first couple of games between these two. I think Mitchell is going to get ball to belly several times in this one, especially early on. Again, Matt Stafford, obviously, the last time these guys played, throws a couple of picks. He's got, he's certainly done it. But I think that he's also heated up a little bit here in the playoffs. He finally shook the monkey off his back to win a playoff game. And I think Stafford's got a little bit of energy. And I think Shanahan and the coaching staff know that. And I think they want to keep him off the field.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to continue to run the ball. It's part of why I'm leaning towards the under with the 46.5 is because I think Mitchell's going to be a big part of what happens. I think they're going to try to keep the ball on the ground. He's got, 44 carries so far combined between the two playoff games. I think he's going to continue to run the rock for them, use up clock, and I think he can find some success against the Rams.
Yeah, if you want to correlate, synergize, bring it all together, if you like Mitchell on the over on rush yards, why not just fade Jimmy G on pass yards? right?
Yep. At 2:30.
And that number is also jumped all over the place this week. I got it at 233.5, and I grabbed it later in the week. Early in the week, it opened at like 250, something absurd. And then immediately all the value was sucked out because the line plummeted and got as low as 222.5. And now it's starting to rise, starting to tick back up. And I think anything around 230 or greater is a phenomenal value. So there you go. Double dip. Ride with Mitchell on the over. Take the under on Jimmy G Pass Yards.
Number three.
All right, marching on here on this Football Friday edition of the Faith and Noise podcast. Same game, different name, and let's stay at the same position. Cam Akers. Will it be wham, bam, thank you, Cam? Only if he runs into brick walls, because I'm taking the under on 63.5 rush yards. And I grabbed this one -110 at BetMGM. Another one that's a head-scratcher to me. This thing opened at 60.5. I saw that it dipped down to as low as 58.5, and now it's climbing again, Lundy, and it's perplexing. I can't grasp it. I can't wrap my reptilian brain around it. You know, you look what Akers has done since coming back, and it's a miraculous comeback story. It really is. We got to give all the credit in the world to him and his Wolverine blood pumping through the veins and a quick healing and the work that he has put in to get even back on the field and, you know, to a decent level of play. But the analytics, the eye test, he hasn't necessarily wowed. I don't think he's lost anything in terms of skill set. But in this postseason, just 2.02 yards after contact per attempt. He's forced a missed tackle just 12.2% of the time. And it's just been repeated stack fronts that he has run up against. Last week against Tampa Bay was like 24 carries for 48 yards. And more importantly, had those two costly fumbles that nearly choked the game away for the Rams, but they eventually emerged victorious because of the brilliance of Cooper Kupp and Matthew Stafford and that lightning combination. But, man, I just don't see this. San Francisco has allowed under 3 yards per carry to the running back position over the last 7 games. So, fade or follow, Cam Akers under. And for me, I think it's going to be comfortably so. 63.5 rush yards, -110 at BetMGM.
Two ways to answer this one. First of all, I don't like it. I really don't. When I see something that to me is a super head scratcher and I can't figure out exactly what the hell's going on, it probably means that these guys are smarter than I am and I should stay the hell away.
I don't know, man. I mean, look, he fumbled twice. Sony Michel is there. And we know that Sony Michel was the primary mail carrier and did a bang up job, you know, late in the season in that role. And Daryl Henderson's also back. Do you think McVay may try to feature more of a committee instead of just Akers enforcing the issue?
I don't know. I think to me it's good. I think he may try to follow either game flow or hot hand. And if Cam Akers comes out and he busts a couple, and it could be, I mean, busting them here in this particular game could be literally just like an 8-yard run. I mean, I'm not talking like he's got to bust one for 35, okay? But so here's what I will tell you. This is a prop that I will not be betting on. I will tell you that. I don't have the same level of confidence that you do in including it in today's Fade 5. But if you made me pick, Brad, I'm going to fade you. I think he goes over this total. I think something funky winds up happening, and they realize that Cam is back. Remember, this was a guy that before he got hurt, Brad, when we were talking fantasy back over the course of the summer, we were talking about, like, this is a guy you have got to get on your roster.
Yeah, like first-round pick. You know, if you're at an auction slash salary cap draft, go the extra dollar or three.
Remember, though, when we go throughout the fantasy season, and congratulations to any of you that got to hoist the trophy, a lot of times the guys that win it for you are not necessarily the guys that got you there. Yeah. And I wonder whether or not we are getting to the point where the Rams are like, Cam, you feeling good? Yeah, I'm feeling good. Okay, here's the ball. Go. And it just I think he may wind up with more volume than you think. So that is why, A, I'm staying away, because I think that committee could get a little bit funky. It could. Or you might see Cam get featured the way we thought he was going to at the beginning of the season, and he goes over this number and finishes around, say, 69 to 72, right in that range. But because I have a really hard time predicting what his usage is going to be, I'm actually not going to do this one. But feet to the fire, I'll fade you.
Stick around for my top picks in the NFL Sunday Championship round, plus bonus time on this Friday in the NHL, the NBA, and two college basketball.
number two.
All right, let's get back to the football talk. And my musings right now are all on Joe Mixon. And no, I'm not going to talk about rush yards. I think the number is well set in the low 60s. In some books, it's in the mid to high 50s. I'm not touching it. But I am slamming all day long, windmill style, on Joe Mixon. Over 27.5 receiving yards, minus 115 at DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, truth be told, I grabbed this when it opened at FanDuel at 25.5, and I thought that was a soft number, and this is still a doughy number overall because Mixon has been a featured player in the pass game. He's ran at least 25 routes in four consecutive games. He has been over this in four straight contests as well, and over that four-game stretch, he's averaging 5.8 catches per game and 47.3 receiving yards per game. Went 7 for 40 in that Week 17 tilt against KC. And we got to remember, too, that KC in the regular season allowed the fourth most receptions to the running back position. And if this game has any kind of negative script, Mixon is going to be highly involved in the flat as a safety valve or, heck, even in a designed dump-off option for Joe Burrow to try to alleviate some of that pressure after he absorbed 9 sacks last week. So, Lundy, fade or follow, absolutely love this prop. Over Joe Mixon, 27.5 receiving yards, minus 115 at DraftKings.
I love it at over 27.5. Tell me what your capper is, though. Is it 31?
You know, honestly, I would probably play it up to like 32.5.
Okay. Because we, as you just talked about, this line has moved around. BetMGM, for example, this morning has it at 30.5.
It's going to keep climbing.
It's already at that 30 mark. So yeah. I wanted to be able to talk about what the ceiling was because obviously people may be listening to us here on Friday. They could be listening on Saturday, getting ready for the games, whatever. I just wanted to be able to establish what the ceiling is. For me, it's about 31.5. I think that's my cap. I wouldn't go any higher than that just because you could wind up with one of those dump offs that goes for negative yards. So to me, when we're talking about something in the mid to upper 20s where you could get that before, this was my favorite. I agree with you. This was my favorite prop, and it's actually my favorite out of the five that you're featuring today at that particular number. But as it starts to creep up, my advice to folks would be look at it as a same-game parlay option and go grab it at the 20 or more, 25 or more, whatever the threshold is for the book that you like to use, and put it together with something else because I think he comfortably is at 25. I feel pretty good about him being 30 or higher. It's after that I start to get a little bit nervous.
Oh, Lenny, I'm glad you brought up the SGP option because I did that. Exactly. Ooh. That on BetMGM. Ooh. So Joe Burrow, 275-plus pass yards. Joe Burrow, 2-plus passing TDs because obviously I love Joe Burrow in this game. You should love everybody in this game offensively. And then Mixon and that threshold at BetMGM, 25 receiving yards, plus 290.
Oh, that's sexy. I like that, man. That's banana hammock. That's really sexy.
Well, yeah. So we will break out the under the nut butt hut on this one with Joe Mixon. Is that what we're going with?
That's pretty. That's a pretty sexy same gamer right there. When you get up that high on the payout.
Well, it is. So make some mucho dinero with Joe Mixon on receiving yards.
Number one.
All right, last but certainly not least, let's talk about the poop scoots himself. A man that just runs very awkwardly. He looks painful, quite honestly. Sticking the old derriere out there and then just kind of scooting along. Like he's got to use a bathroom, and that's Patrick Mahomes. And I'm taking the over on the 28.5 rush yards prop, minus 115 at MGM. Again, full disclosure, I grabbed this when it opened earlier in the week at 25.5, and I have another SGP that I'll throw in there with this prop here in a second, and I'll get Lundy's take on it. But, dude, Mahomes has been rolling with his legs. I had Rob Collins on from Fox 4 in Kansas City on the radio show yesterday, and I threw out this prop, and Rob goes, Brad, are you kidding me? Bet the house. He goes, I wouldn't be shocked if he had this by halftime. The way that defenses are keying on this Kansas City offense and its explosiveness is when he got Tyreek Hill, when he got Mecole Hardman, Byron Pringle, and Travis Kelce, there's just a lot of speed to account for there. And it stretches the defense and pushes it back. And if there's any kind of over-pursuit on the defensive line, Mahomes is a guy that reads, reacts, and recognizes in real time. It's a lot of R's in there. And then he takes off. And you saw in the game last week against Buffalo, I mean, he got this pretty much immediately in the game. And I think it could be a similar scenario here this time around. Last eight postseason games, Lundy, he is averaging a robust 35.6 rush yards per game, averaging 5 rush attempts per contest. He went 2 for 25. But again, the point of emphasis there, 2. That's all the rush attempts that he had against Cincinnati in Week 17. So love the over on this. He could be in the 50-plus area once again. If you want to correlate, synergize, bring it all together, I kind of like the over, too, on 14.5 yards for the longest run, which he has done 8 times this season, and he's done in back-to-back weeks. So feed or follow, Money Mahomes. Got to make you some scratch on that over, 28.5 rush yards, minus 115 to DraftKings. What do you say?
Maybe that's why he runs funny, Brad. Speaking of money, maybe he's got his wallet in his back pocket because we know how much cash he's got. Maybe that thing's just weighting him down.
That could be. I mean, he's he's like a half a billionaire.
He
almost,
bought
right?
part of the Kansas City Royals for crying. I mean,
that's
dude's
true.
Got money to spare.
Yeah, he does.
It'd be nice if he could, you know, buy, you know, a couple of relatives that aren't such a pain in the ass.
Sent him to a faraway remote island with no cell phone towers.
Yes, I will buy you an island in the Bahamas if you will just go away.
You can swim with pigs for the rest of your life and crystal clear blue water. I kind of be down with that.
And the pigs would probably enjoy the champagne. I'll follow on this one as well. You brought up the stat about the 8 playoff games, and that's actually the one that stands out to me. I know that we can talk about what he did over the regular season, the longest rush that you just talked about. I think we can talk about a lot of those things, but there is – much the way we have seen, you know, in the NBA, for example, you know, there's regular season LeBron and then there's playoff LeBron.
Yep.
Sometimes there are guys that they get into the spotlight and they just step up, and that's Mahomes. That's Mahomes last week with 13 seconds. That's Mahomes in his playoff career. He loves it. He relishes that kind of pressure and that kind of spotlight. And I think he'll call his own number. I think there'll be some designed runs to him for him, frankly. But I think that he'll also call his own number enough that I feel confident he gets to your point. He may be at 25 to 26 by halftime. And then you're comfortably waiting to cash this ticket.
All right. So I got to pay it off here. I do have a same game parlay of Mahomes as well. You want to hear it?
Oh, I love these SGPs, man. This is what? Is this the third one on the pod already?
Sure, why the hell not? We'll throw this out there. I put this together at DraftKings. It's Mahomes 250 plus pass yards, 2 plus passing TDs, and 25 plus rushing. That was plus 175 at DK. Now, I put that together earlier in the week. I'm sure the lines have shifted, but if you're getting like, I don't know, plus 140, 150 or greater, I put 2 units on it. That's how much I like it.
I think it's great. Here's what I continue to tell people. I say this on the pod. I say it on the TV show as well. Folks, if you're doing some same game parlays, as soon as you have the word plus involved in your discussion, you're doing good.
Yeah.
Stop trying to do these 8 leggers, okay? Get yourself a bunch of 3 leg ones that you like. Yes, I know it's not as sexy of a cash, but you're also a lot more likely to cash, okay, people?
Yep.
Stop trying. I say this all the time. You don't have to be Barry Bonds and hit it into the cove, okay? Sometimes you can be Tony Gwynn and just knock singles.
Just slap it.
Just slap it into the gap, which is what some of these SGPs are, because a lot of times we're looking at them going, okay, this is really likely to hit, and I'm getting plus 120, plus 140, plus 155. Like, it doesn't have to be a plus 890, folks.
Amen. Preach, brother, preach.
I've been doing it on the TV show because I think that sometimes these people get so enamored with the idea of cashing the equivalent of a Powerball ticket, man. That's all. I'll get off my soapbox now.
No, I completely agree. Support you 10,000%. Right. Let's do this.
Speaking of support, by the way, Brad, my hockey picks have sucked donkey ass for the last 2 days. They have been absolutely putrid, and a couple of you have called me out on Twitter, and I got no problem with that. It's been a bad couple of days, folks. It has been absolutely brutal. So for tonight, for hockey, Brad,
yep.
I am actually going to take a page out of our college basketball strategy, and I am going to do an alt-line two-legger for you in hockey, because I have been getting brutally kicked in the nads So we are going to take Pittsburgh is hosting Detroit tonight. The Penguins hosting the Red Wings, and the Rangers are hosting the Minnesota Wild. Those two games have a high over under. They're sitting at 6.5 for their totals. I'm going to alt line both of those down to 5.5, and I'm going to take the over and I'm going to put them together. That gets me a +177. Folks, that is my only hockey bonus time for you tonight because I keep getting killed. So until things get a little bit better, let's simplify it. Pens, Rangers, both of those home team games, take the alt lines down to 5.5 and take the over in both.
All right, let me go rapid fire. And bonus time of my own. I'll give you one more player prop that I like this weekend. Take the over on Evan McPherson, 1.5 made field goals. And I got it at -105. He has done this in 6 or 8 games. He had 2 field goals in the prior matchup against Kansas City. And a guy that's 32 of 37 on the season split the uprights. So I like him quite a bit to get, you know, at least 2-3 pointers on the board. Elsewhere, let's go to college basketball. Love Fresno State tonight. I got this at +100, mind you. Fresno -1 at home against Boise State, a pivotal matchup inside the Mountain West. Fresno 9-0 at home this season. Boise State unblemished in conference play at 7-0. But the reason why I like the Bulldogs, Orlando Robinson, the versatile 7-footer, we've featured him on the pod before. The guy just gets it done. All points on the floor. He's shooting 38.3% from distance and 53.8% inside the arc. That's a matchup problem, though. Boise has some size to compete. Still 2 outstanding defensive teams. And in the end, this one's going to come down to the waning moments. Boise's going to miss some free throws, and it's going to seal the deal for Fresno. Boise in conference play shooting just 59.7% from the charity stripe. Elsewhere in Mountain West play, love the over on the team total for New Mexico at 78.5. Against San Jose State, which is number 322 in the nation, just in defensive efficiency. They've given up a whopping 1.206 points per possession in conference play. New Mexico completely blemished in Mountain West action, 0-7, but one of the fastest teams in the country, and they jack over 46% of their shots from distance. I'm expecting a lot of those to go through the cylinder. And in the NBA, let's get seduced by the juice, and I'm going to take the over on Jalen Green, 3.5 rebounds against the Portland Trailblazers, +115 at DraftKings. He has done this in 5 of his last 7 games. He had 6 boards earlier this season against the Blazers back in mid-November. And Portland ranks number 14 in fewest opponent rebounds per game allowed, but still want to follow the recent trend. And again, I'm going to get sucked in by those plus yards and hopefully, in the end, make me some serious green. And with that, that is a wrap on this extended edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Check me out there at Noisy Cuevas. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this podcast, would you kindly? And as always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the Noise.